In London, where President Bush is meeting with British Prime Minister Tony Blair, both leaders condemned the Istanbul bombing and vowed to continue fighting terrorism. These are al-Qaeda killers killing Muslims, the president said. They need to be stopped. The president and the prime minister were in talks about the war in Iraq and the effort to reestablish that country. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of protesters are in the streets of London demonstrating against the war and especially against George Bush. Day-to-Day senior editor John Buckley is in London. He joins us from the studios of the BBC. Welcome, John. And what are the numbers in the street and what's the mood and where are people going?
There are lots and lots of protesters, Alex. This is one of the biggest protests I've seen in years, and I did live in London for many years. This is a very large protest, and I think it's fair to say that the police and security operation that's been mounted to patrol it is also very large indeed. There are 5,000 police involved in the operation, 250 White House Secret Service staff, and a further 150 other US security personnel. On the streets, among the protesters, the mood, I would say, is calm but determined.
Is what kinds of things are they doing? They're marching, singing, carrying signs, giving speeches? What's going on?
All of the above. Some people are they're gathering, they're marching, they are carrying signs. Some of those signs are saying things like Bush and Blair are butchers. Some of those signs are accusing the Prime Minister and the President of being terrorists themselves. A number of people here are in orange boiler suits, like the detainees at Guantanamo Bay. And they, of course, are protesting the continued detention of the prisoners there, particularly the British prisoners who are being held.
Is there one overarching group organizing this, John, or is this a series of people with perhaps different goals and different aims all coming together?
I think it's fair to say that the greatest issue that's being protested is the war in Iraq. There's an organisation called the Stop the War Coalition that is organising those protests. But there's a very large range of causes here among the protesters. There are anarchists and there are environmentalists who oppose the US's refusal to sign on to the Kyoto deal on stopping greenhouse gases. There are, as I say, a whole large range of causes here and a whole large range of groups.
Have there been any unexpected developments or perhaps is there any violence? Are people throwing rocks or anything at the police yet?
There hasn't been any violence. I think overall at this stage it's been a fairly peaceful demonstration. I think one pretty unexpected development was that one of the newspapers here, the Daily Mirror, got one of its reporters, a man named Andrew Parry, into the palace, and he, on the basis of a false reference, was able to gain employment in the palace and to become a member of staff there, despite security checks, and he only resigned on the night that the president arrived. So there's some consternation on the part of the Americans that security at the palace would appear so lax, and there's also some embarrassment on the part of the British authorities, I think, that such an incident should be able to occur.
The Queen had a state dinner for the president last night. He responds with a dinner for her tonight, and then Mr. Bush departs tomorrow.
That's right. There was a dinner last night at which the Queen made warm remarks about the president's handling of the war on terrorism. Tonight, there'll be a dinner at the American ambassador's residence in Regent's Park. That's about 250 yards away from a very large mosque, the Regent's Park Mosque. The president departs tomorrow, but before he does that, he will be going up to the north of England to the Prime Minister's constituency, which is Sedgefield, and further protests, I believe, against Mr. Bush will be staged there.
Day-to-Day senior editor John Buckley in London. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Alex.